The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, this is Jared Robinson, and I am the marketer at Grow My Cleaning Company. So I am talking to you today from Edinburgh, Scotland. That's where I am right now. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to see I've got this really cool building outside my window, and I purposely moved my computer over so that it was in the shot so that you can see it. But anyway, I think the last time we spoke, I was either in Spain or I was in Colombia or something like that. So I travel all around. It's part of the perks of being an online marketer. But anyway, let's get into what you guys care about, which is some content that's going to make owning a cleaning company easier. So today I want to focus in and really talk about goals. And the reason that, and before you're like, well, goals, I want you to really think of it this way. Like, obviously marketing is very goal oriented. It's very data and goal oriented in what we do. And a lot of what I do in marketing when it comes to the goals can be translated across your business. And so I really want to I'm going to be talking about marketing goals and like why they're important, how to set them and how to follow up with them. But I also want you to take this into your business. And I want you to use these principles in your business as well. And I think as you do that, you're going to find it to be helpful for you. All right, so this is going to sound straightforward, but when setting goals, I tend to, and this is going to be just kind of the doctrine of Jared for a moment, but you can take this and manipulate it into whatever way you want. But I tend to do my stuff by month, and I think that's just a great way. I think humans kind of run off of minutes and hours and seconds and weeks and days and months and years. And so I have chosen that month. And so what I usually do at the front of the month is I sit down and take time to understand what it is I want to accomplish that month. Now, I have it in three categories. So category number one is usually what I want to get done so that I don't fail. Meaning I want to make sure, like, if I don't get these things done this month, I failed. I made a mistake. I wasted a month is how I would feel. So realistically, these goals that I'm making are bare minimum. They are the, yeah, what I need to push my business forward. This is something I'm going to accomplish. Okay. So I call this, I kind of have three categories. And so this is my good category. And I put anything that's going to be in here of like, yeah, this would be a good month if I just got this done. Or a better way to look at it is this would be a bad month if I didn't get these done. So I'm going to get this done this month. Okay. I then have my next category. My next category is better. My better is like, what are the things that are going to kind of stretch me? And so, yeah, I need to get this stuff done. I need to accomplish these goals, but it'd be nice if I got this and like, yeah, I think I could reach this goal. And I think if I stretch a little bit, or I really do see that this goal would probably take me, you know, maybe 10 days of part-time working on it. So in 30 days, could I accomplish that? Oh, of course. I think it would stretch me a bit, but I could do it. That's where I put my better goals. And I'll give you some examples so that you can follow along with this. The last category is best. And best means, oh my gosh, that would be incredible if I was to accomplish this goal. Oh, like everything would have to go perfect in your month for you to have the time to accomplish this goal. Okay. Now I'm going to give this to you from a, like some examples, and I'm going to give it to you from a marketing standpoint. So let's just say Mike says to me, hey, Jared, I want to diversify my traffic this month. And I want, so what Mike's going to say to me is, Jared, I want more appointments coming from different areas. And so instead of just increasing your spend on Facebook or increasing your spend on Google, I want it coming from somewhere else. Okay. That's Mike's want. And the want is important. And so when you're making your own goals, the first step you're going to go to is, well, what do I want? What do I want? I want better employees. I want more employees. I want more leads. I want more contracts. I want more homes to clean. These are your wants. And so at the beginning of the month, you're going to write down what these wants are, or you're at least going to note a few of them. I really want to focus more on this part of my business. For example, I really want my taxes to be better. I want to be, I have a better bookkeeping than I currently have. That's your want, right? Now, the mistake that so many people do is they make that their goal. They say, well, what's my goal this week? Better books. What's my goal this week? More employees. What's my goal this week? More leads. Now, that's not a goal. That's a want. That's what you want. A goal is, what are you, how are you going to get your want? And then you create the goals around that using the good, better, best. So here we go. Let's say Mike says to me, Jared, I want you to diversify our traffic. I want more leads coming from different sources. So I'm going to naturally say, okay, what does Mike want? More leads. And so what does Mike see it as a victory? He sees it as more leads. What do I need to see it as a victory? Then I'm moving closer to that goal. So everything that I'm doing is moving closer. So in my good category, I'm going to maybe target, like, I want to get 5 leads from a different traffic source this month. That's my good. If I got him 5 leads and was able to say to him, Mike, I got you 5 leads, he might say, well, you know, well, it's not a ton, but better than a kick in the pants. All right, that's my bare minimum. Then it is, well, what's my stretch goal? Maybe I can get Mike, maybe my stretch goal will be consistent leads. Meaning, like, hey, Mike, every day you're getting a lead that's coming from this traffic source so that it's consistent, right? That's a nice little stretch that I think I could get. Now, the last one, the amazing for that would be like, Mike, you're getting, this is our best one. Like, we're starting to move parts of your budget over to here because we've really cracked a code and found this new area for you. That would be my amazing. Now, truthfully, if you said to me, if this was July 1st that I had this conversation with Mike and I mapped those 3 goals out, I would know that my amazing goal is only going to take place if it was a perfect home run swing. Like, I would have to have nothing go wrong in my month. I would have to have everything there. Mike wouldn't have to throw anything extra on my plate. Realistically, it would have to, and sometimes months like that come, right? Where it's just smooth butter and you just get, you go, my gosh, I have all this time because everything's just working so great. Then I can work on that amazing part of, like, how can I really maximize this new traffic source? Let's just go with, I'm doing LinkedIn. So this is my new traffic source. How can I maximize that? Now, that if Mike is throwing stuff on my plate, I'm not able to have that time to hit the amazing. But if my goal was simply that, I want to be able to put all my money into LinkedIn, I would not hit my goal this month. And I know that. And so I'm not going to set a goal for myself that I can't hit. So I'm creating 3 layers to a goal that I can hit based on the circumstances that I have. So this is why I like this strategy. For me, if I get to the end of the month and let's go 2 different scenarios. One is I procrastinated. So I'm getting towards the end of the month and I'm reflecting on my goals and I'm realizing, oh my gosh, I never got those 5 leads. Now, could I? Yes, but I would have to burn the midnight oil. I would have to just say, like, oh my gosh, clear my calendar. I procrastinated this. Now here's the consequences to my procrastination. And I'm just going to go into LinkedIn. I'm going to spend hours and hours and hours. And I'm going to have to put, sorry, kids, can't go to your soccer game, because I am in LinkedIn trying to get these 5 goals. And I'm just working, trying to get these 5 leads in for Mike. Now, it's doable. Is that the right way to do it? No, but I could get it. And so I could hustle. I could do it. I could get it. And I could get him those 5 leads. And I'd come to him with sweat on my brow. And I'd say, Mike, oh my gosh, it's not scalable. I hate my life. It was the worst, but I got you your 5 leads. Now, that's the consequences of procrastination. And so that's not something that we can put. It wasn't a bad goal. It wasn't because it wasn't realistic. It was because Jared was procrastinating. And the result of procrastinating is usually a non-scalable technique you use to get to finish that. So it's like anything in life. When you procrastinate it, you stay up all night. There's a thing about when you were in school and you stayed up all night and then you wrote the essay at midnight and you're, oh my gosh, and you ended up kind of going to Wikipedia and copying and pasting some stuff because you were short on time and you turn that in and then you got a B minus on that. That's not a scalable study habit that you should have, right? You should have taken, anyway, we don't need to go down that. I'm not your professor. So when we have the categories. But now let's go into the second scenario here. So we did procrastination. Now let's just do that. Yeah, I've put in some work and it's just not working, right? I'm just not seeing it stick like I should, like it should. Then the idea is I'm going to erase pretty much that amazing and that better goal and just say, all right, now I need to focus in on, because I'm, you know, I've kind of had the better goal in the back of my head, but now I'm seeing I'm not even going to get there. So I'm going to go for the good. And that may cause me, yeah, I'm going to get more creative. I'm going to take time throughout my day to think about and plan out, like, how can I better attack to get this 5 leads that I want, right? What's a better way that I can go about this? And what that does is that it allows you to slow down, because business owners have this problem. And it's a big one that I see. And in fact, I was in the Millionaire Mastermind doing a call for Mike. He was on a cruise. And so he had me come in. And one of the members of the Millionaire Mastermind just started to rant about, not rant isn't the right word, but talk about all the stuff they were doing. And then he was at the end of the day. So he was like, I got this going. I got this going. I got this. I got this. I got this. I got this. I'm doing this. And then we said, great. What's your question? He said, I don't have any questions. We said, how do you not have any questions? How do you not have one question? You literally have salt caves going on over here. You've got his friends like running for mayor or something like that over here. And he's volunteering on all this. And then he's got his company staff, huge parties doing. He's inviting clients for the first time happening here. He's buying another business, another cleaning business that he's going to be integrating his stuff with. Yeah, I got no questions. You do. You have a ton of questions. You just don't know what to ask because you haven't gone through the process to understand what the short-term goals of these projects are. You're seeing of, I want to acquire a business. I want to have a banging staff / client party. I want my salt caves. This is just a side hustle they have. My salt caves to take off. Okay. So how are you going to get your salt caves to take off? Oh, that's a good question, right? So it's like, well, maybe I'm not getting any traction to my website. Okay. Let's look at your website. Oh, turns out it's not a very good website. So now let's create the good, better, best. What's a goal that we can create for your website today that in the next 30 days, you're going to accomplish it? You would fail. It would be embarrassing if you didn't accomplish this part of your goal. So they might say, well, you know, I think currently it's just like the copy of it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't flow. It's not inviting. We would say, great. What's your question about the copy? They might say then, well, so then you think about when they come to this call, they would say, hey, yeah, I do have a question. I'm trying to launch these salt caves. I have a goal this week or this month that I want better copy on my website. My better goal, so that's my good goal. My better goal is I want it to be designed better as well. And my best goal is that it's converting. So those are my 3 goals. So we would go, great. Goal number 1, let's work on your copy. And we would accomplish that. And then with copy, we can say, hey, we've accomplished this. And because you had support of myself, you actually probably finished that faster than you would have goaled yourself to do it. Now you have time to work on the better part, which is this. And then even them, because they have cash flow and all this kind of stuff, I always say to them at that point, take some time, 10, 20 minutes, and watch some YouTube videos or look some stuff up on the internet. If you look at it and go, man, I think I could design this myself. Great. Set a goal for yourself to do it. If you go, I can't, great. Hire someone else to do it for you. And then it's off your plate. Now you have your better goal being taken care of by someone else. So that's just kind of a live example of someone not using the good, better, best goal system. And because of that, they literally had so much going on. And as business owners, you may feel this way, that you have so many balls in the air. I would say owning a cleaning company really goes 2 different directions. You're either putting out fires or you have a vision, but not enough time to fill that vision. Right. And so you feel like I've got this, I'm just juggling. I've got balls moving all across the air like crazy. I got plates spinning on my foot. I'm balancing a beach ball on my nose. Like, this is really difficult. So what I would say to you in those scenarios is like, let's focus in on a ball. Now that, you know, I know there's fires and I know there's things that are going to take priorities, but what ball can we focus on and how can we juggle that ball better? Because what happens, and you probably heard Mike talk about this, is that when you learn how to juggle a ball better, what happens is you get better at juggling that ball and it becomes easier for you because you've dedicated the time to better practice juggling that specific ball, that now your mind doesn't have to work as hard to juggle that ball. And now suddenly juggling just got a little bit easier for you. You know what I mean? And if we then the next month work on another ball and the next month work on another ball, pretty soon you've got a lot of balls in the air, but they're easy to juggle for you because this, you've practiced it, you've learned it. And so goal setting, when we say, I want more leads, and then we just go, well, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I just want more leads. It's an intimidating thing. I sit down to do it. I procrastinate it. I put stuff in front of it because I don't know where to start. Or in this case, he said, I don't have any questions. And that's no, that shows that the goal setting process isn't done correctly. So let's go back to our LinkedIn scenario. So let's say Mike says, Jared, diversify our traffic. I sit down, I start to tinker with it and figure it out. No. And I end up hitting, yeah, I've got 5 leads and it's February 13th or July 13th. And I've got 5 leads. I can either A, say, okay, I'm going to be okay here for this month because I have this other thing that's kind of pressing on me or something else I really want to. So I'm going to move off of that and go over here. Or if I do that and I go, wow, it's July 13th and I kind of accomplished that goal, I'm ready to move into my better version of that goal. And the better version of that goal was to have that be more consistent, right? So it's like, okay, well, how can I, what, you know, in that scenario, it would be like, what do I want? Consistency. So what do I know how to, or how do I know how to create consistency? It's like, well, I have to look at the data of what's currently working and try to mimic that. And that's how you can create consistency. If every time you came home and you gave your wife a kiss or your husband a kiss and said, I love you, and it put him in a better mood, that consistency is going to continue to put that person in a better mood, right? Recipes are another example of that. If every time you make something and it tastes a certain way, as you're consistent in that, it's going to continue to taste that way. And then of course, like shared before, that's going to become easier for you to do. And it, ultimately you can come home and cook up a tuna casserole or whatever. And it's the easiest thing in the world for you because you've done it well and you've stayed consistent in this. So when it comes to your marketing, whatever's working, you want to stay consistent in that and then try to create versions of that as well. There's your little marketing tip as we talk about this goal setting process. So for me, what do I want? More consistency. How do I get more consistency? Oh, I need to mimic what I'm doing. I need to kind of see what I'm doing. So I need to go into the data and I need to figure this out. So that's how I took my want and created a real goal from it. Now, what if I'm like, well, I don't know how to do that? This is where you go into, well, I'm going to allot time for myself to try and figure it out. And so I'm going to go spend 30 minutes today watching YouTube videos on how I can make this ad more consistent. So I'm going to watch, you know, we've got a ton of YouTube videos you can look up about marketing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to watch Grow My Cleaning Company's YouTube channel about marketing, and I'm going to see if I can pull some stuff from this. Now, in that day, you might watch something and go, wow, that was really useful, but it's not going to help me in my situation here. So then you kind of cross it off your list and you say, all right, let me call up my friend, or let me connect with this person, or let me do this and see if they can give me some advice. I know some people who could probably give me some advice in this, and I'm going to ask them. So that's my next thing on my list. Okay, well, you know, I talked to Joe Blow and Joe Blow didn't respond. All right, let me go to the next thing on my list. And the next thing on your list may be that you're watching different YouTube videos or you try a different podcast or something like that to get answers. And if by the time you're like, my gosh, you know, let's just say it was, what was it, July 13th when you got your 5. Now you're July 26th and you've only gotten 1 because you haven't broken your consistency goal. That's when you reevaluate the goal and you say, all right, I need to go backwards now because I'm not accomplishing this goal. So instead of what a lot of people do is they just put it on next month's list and put it on next month's list and put it on next month's list and it never gets done. You instead have to move it backwards one. So then the idea is, all right, how can I get, you know, 3 consistently then? Because now keep in mind, our month goal was 5. But if we get 3 in a week, that becomes, what is that? 9, 12, it becomes 12 leads in a month. So we just made that goal more simple for us. And now we're going to try to work on that 3 goals. And maybe we get 2 of them from our little system that we created and we got to hustle for the last one of the month. And so we kind of hustle and we do that. But again, as we do that, those things become easier for us. We can systematize them. We can hire out. We just kind of learn. And then pretty soon what happens is you went from saying, at least in our case, I want more diversified traffic. And then my first month, I only got 5. Well, then I got the 1, so 6. So then I went back the next month and said, I'm going to go more of this. And now what did I do? I got 12 leads because I created that system for 3. And then from there, keep in mind, I was at 0 2 months ago. And now I'm getting a consistent 12 leads coming from that. Now that might not be at my ultimate goal, but I've moved the peanut. And that is what this whole thing is about. And where I think so many owners of cleaning companies get stuck is that they have these massive goals, or they just have goals that they want. Oh, I really want this. I really want to work less. I really want to be able to take Fridays off, or I really want more clients. I really want to be a better version of, or I want my business to be, you know, I want my business cards and I want my logos and I want all my stuff. I want to be branded or whatever. It's like, okay, so this month, what are you going to do? What one thing would you just think to yourself, okay, if my goal was to brand myself and I didn't get this, at least this done, I failed. So it might be getting my business cards made, right? And that might be the goal. Great. Let's make that the goal. And you maybe think, well, why do I have to write something down? I could get business cards in 10 minutes on GetPrint or whatever that website's called. It's okay. Make that your goal because you have a better goal, right? So my good goal is I'm going to at least get my business cards. My better goal is I'm going to get that and I'm going to, you know, get my logo up on my websites and, you know, get my business cards available to people. Or maybe I'm going to make some flyers and put those in some spots that I feel like could do well. So if you end up, you know, getting sick and your dog dies and you spilled coffee all over your house and it takes you a whole day to, I can't imagine why that would happen, but you just are just in backwards, or, you know, you got your fires to put out, you got a client that doing this and this and this, and you got his employees that called in sick. And so you're out in the field or whatever, that when it comes down to it, you're like, oh my gosh, I never got to that goal. I never got to finish that. Like, you can still complete it because your good goal, you just need to hustle for it. You just need to burn the midnight oil and you can do it. But if things go well for you and you're like, okay, I got my business cards and now, yeah, it's a Wednesday and I'm open, then it's like, now I'm going to move to my better goal. So hopefully this system makes sense. It's called the good, better. It's, well, first you identify your want and then you go into the good, better, best. What can I accomplish? So that way, every goal is moving forward instead of I just keep moving the goal next month and next month and next month. So you can put this into your marketing, or you can put this into your daily life. You can put this into your personal life. You want to do weight loss or anything like that, you can put it in there. But what do I want? And what's my good, better, best goal? And I think if you do that, you're going to find that owning a business is going to be that much easier for you. All right. That's the end of this episode. If one of your goals is to grow your cleaning company, which I assume it might be because you searched for a podcast called Grow My Cleaning Company, I would suggest that you jump on a call with one of our enrollment coaches. The opportunity that you get in that is that you get to share about your business. You get to share where you're at, what you want, what your goals are. If you want, you can bring the good, better, best and mention the podcast of Jared. I listened to his podcast and he talked about this, and these are my good, better, best, and this is what I want. And I want to talk to someone. So again, you're sitting down for your month goal. These calls, they're an hour. And so I think you can schedule out an hour that you can sit down with someone who's really good at coaching owners of cleaning companies and help and give that hour to receiving that free coaching to be able to help, A, put you on the right path, and then B, really figure out if this program is what you need. And from what I can see within the program, as someone who works in here, we are changing lives. And so if that's something you're interested in, join us. And so I think you go to, well, I should know this because I'm the marketer, but I do know this. It is go to growmycleaningcompany.com/yes. And that will take you to an application that you can fill out there. Okay. Have a good one, guys. And I'll see you at the next one.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.